Everyone knows about shopping on Black Friday, but have you heard about Black Wednesday? Tomorrow is one of the deadliest nights of the year for teenagers.
Joining us to explain, Caroline Cash, Executive Director of Mothers Against Drunk Driving in Maryland. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You know, it's really interesting when we raised this topic in the newsroom, folks who were older really hadn't heard about it, but some of the younger people were like, oh yeah, I think I've heard about that before. Talk about what it is.
Well, Black Wednesday is unfortunately an ominous word. It refers to the number of underage drinkers who will drink to excess and therefore black out. Wednesday before Thanksgiving has become one of the nights, considered to be the biggest party night of the year. And it's the first time, particularly for college students, they'll be coming home and have an opportunity to spend time with friends.
So parents, particularly parents of college students, on one hand, maybe they don't want to interfere too much with their kids. But on the other hand, it's illegal to be under 21 and drinking. So what should they be doing to prevent this?
Yeah, it's definitely a tough situation, particularly when they've been to college now and they have a sense of independence. And when they come home, they're going to want to sort of push those boundaries. But as someone who serves victims, you know, we can tell you, it is way more important for you to have a conversation with them and be honest with them and tell them how much you love and respect them and want them to have independence, but you also want them to come home. And really just be honest and frank with them so that everyone's on the same page and that it's not, you know, the white elephant in the room that no one's talking about. Put it out there and talk about it.
Is this emblematic of serious drinking issues with teenagers and college students? Have you noticed a trend? Is there more of it?
I don't think that there's really more of it. I think we're just far more aware of it, and we know now there's so much science and data that we didn't have 20 and 30 years ago of the effects of alcohol on the developing brain. We have a much clearer understanding of how dangerous alcohol is to a young person.
What about students themselves? Any tips for discouraging this behavior among peers?
Again, I think just be honest and frank about it. You know, they're your friends. You really want them, you know, to be around for you in days to come and holidays to come. And, you know, certainly we also recognize reality. And if you can't change someone's behavior, be the designated driver. Make sure there is someone that's going to get everyone home as safely as possible. But again, it really is about communication. There's a statistic that's pretty phenomenal, which is 1 in 5 teens are binge drinking, yet only 1 in 100 parents believes it's his or her child.
Wow.
So there's a huge disconnect, and that's why we're saying talk about it, talk about it, talk about it. Text about it, Twitter about it, whatever it takes, get on Facebook. But make sure that you're really communicating the dangers so that you're making sure your family stays happy and healthy. I can't tell you, there's nothing worse for our victims than those tragedies that make the holidays, they change them forever.
Caroline Cash, Executive Director for MAD of Maryland, thank you so much for being with us.
You got it. Thank you.